97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices have risen over 20 cents per gallon over the last week for an average of $3.81 on Monday. This is 70.1 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and over 67 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average price of diesel has also risen over 20 cents per gallon for an average of $5.57. Officials at GasBuddy say prices are likely to see more jumps this week, as last week's surge in wholesale costs has yet to be fully passed on to consumers. The national average could see a rise by double digits, potentially reaching $4.20 to $4.35 in the days ahead. Diesel prices are now just 25 cents away from setting a new all-time record high. According to officials at GasBuddy, recent escalations between the U.S. and Iran have intensified concerns about prolonged disruptions to global oil flows, which will keep markets on edge. They say the trajectory of fuel prices is largely contingent on the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Portage County Sheriff Mike Lucas announced that he will not be seeking a fourth term as county sheriff. Lucas has served in Portage County for 32 years, nearly 12 of those years as sheriff. Lucas thanks the community for their support, input, and confidence. Ruby's Pantry abruptly ended their food distribution operations on March 31st. If you have already made a purchase for a share using the Express Track reservation system, Wisconsin Rapids site organizers say you'll have to contact your credit card company and dispute the charges. These transactions are not processed locally, so you'll need to work with your financial institution to reverse the payment in order to be refunded. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com or WIRI.FM.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. It's Election Day in Wisconsin, and the big race is for the state Supreme Court. The most recent Marquette poll showed Chris Taylor ahead of Maria Lazar among likely voters, though nearly half were still undecided, and no new polls have come out since then. Across the state, there are about 75 school referendum questions on the ballot. Polls are open until 8 tonight, and voters can still get a voting ID at the DMV if they need one. Find out where to vote and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. Once again, that's myvote.wi.gov. The future of WU System President Jay Rothman could be decided today. WisPolitics reports the Board of Regents is meeting in private today to consider firing him after Rothman said in emails last week he'd been told to resign or face termination. Rothman, who's been in the job since 2022, said he's still unsure of the reason. The president of the Regent Board says he was given notice and the talks were part of an ongoing performance review. And Wisconsin is moving forward on PFAS cleanup after Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan plan unlocking $125 million. That money will help towns and homeowners test and treat water for the so-called forever chemicals. About $80 million goes to community grants, and $35 million will help private well owners fix contamination. Lawmakers on both sides say it's a big step to protect safe, clean drinking water across the state. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Tempers flare in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 8-6 over the Red Sox. Bottom of the third, Brewers starter Brandon Woodruff hit batter Wilson Contreras, the brother of William, on the hand. Contreras claimed it's the sixth time Woodruff has hit him with a pitch and that he gets beaned by the Brewers all the time.
It's not just a hit by pitch. It's the 24th time that they hit me in my career, 24th. And that's the sixth time they hit me. And they always say, I'm not trying to hit you. That get old. So next time they hit me again, I'm going to take one of them out. And that's a measure.
We asked Brandon Woodruff for his response.
It's, we've been through that. This is 9 years for me. And it seems like every year he's trying to play a game and he's trying to get, you know, his side fired up, which is fine. But once I knew what was going on, I wasn't going to let it affect me on the mound.
Game two of the series tonight. NBA, the Bucks in Brooklyn to play the Nets with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 30s to low 40s this afternoon. Tonight, a little light snow late tonight. We'll get less than an inch of accumulation with a low dropping down to the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some rain and freezing rain early, then warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.